In the Warren County Radio Bible School, we are studying a series of lessons. The series is titled, Studies in the Christian Life. And today we've come to a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of February the 6th, 1927. And the title of this particular lesson in Studies of the Christian Life is, The Practice of Christian Stewardship. Now the text for this Sunday school lesson is Matthew 25, verses 14 through 28. And we're going to read that text in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's look at our Sunday school text, Matthew 25, 14 through 28. For it is as when a man going into another country called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his several ability. And he went on his journey. Straightway, he that had received 5 talents went and traded with them and made other 5 talents. In like manner, he also that received the 2 gained other 2. But he that received the 1 went away, digged in the earth, and hid his lord's money. Now after a long time, the lord of those servants cometh and maketh a reckoning with him. And he that received the 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Lo, I have gained other 5 talents. His lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will set thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy lord. He also that received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Lo, I have gained other 2 talents. His lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will set thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy lord. And he also that had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou didst not sow, gathering where thou didst not scatter. And I was afraid, and went away, and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, thou hast thine own. But his lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I did not scatter. Thou oughtest therefore to put my money into the bankers, and at thy coming I should have received back mine own with interest. Take ye away therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him that hath the 10 talents. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Matthew 25 and verse 21. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will set thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. The devotional reading is 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 11. But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Let each man do according as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound unto you, that ye, having always all sufficiency in everything, may abound unto every good work, as it is written, He hath scattered abroad, He hath given to the poor, His righteousness abideth forever. And he that supplieth seed to the sower and bread for the food shall supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Ye, being enriched in everything unto all liberality which worketh through us, the thanksgiving to God. Now there is some additional reading material that is suggested for this lesson. And we're going to read this additional material. This one is Luke chapter 16, and it's verses 10 through 13. Luke 16, 10 through 13. Here's what this text says. He that is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much. And he that is unrighteous in a very little is unrighteous also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. The second reading, and I'm turning in my little testament here, to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to read verses 1 and 2. Let a man so account of us as ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Here, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. The third additional reading, 1 Peter 4, verses 7 through 10. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore of sound mind, and be sober unto prayer, above all things being fervent in your love among yourselves. For love covereth a multitude of sins, using hospitality to one another without murmuring, according as each hath received a gift, ministering it among yourselves as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, speaking as it were, as the oracles of God, and if any man minister, ministering as of the strength which God supplieth, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, whose is the glory and the dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Now let's look at the helps and hints for the teachers that we have for this lesson. In the last part of Matthew 24, Jesus not only exhorts his disciples, saying, Watch therefore, for you know not on what day your Lord cometh, but he also tells who is the fearful and wise servant. In Matthew 25, he teaches his disciples how to watch and be ready. It is by improving their opportunities and meeting faithfully their responsibilities. He illustrates this by the parable of the 10 virgins and the talents. Before his coming and the end of the world, he must go, as the man of this parable, into another country, to heaven, and return, as indicated in verse 19. He is the master. His disciples are the servants. The foolish virgins failed because they thought getting into heaven too easy. The wicked servant failed because he thought getting into heaven too hard. His lot was too hard and too much was required of him. To stand and gaze up into heaven is not the way to watch and be ready. The way is to be constantly and aggressively engaged in the work of the Master. Let's look at the explanatory notes. Matthew chapter 25, verse 14. For it is as when a man goeth into another country, calleth his own servants, and delivereth them his goods. The man going into another country represents Jesus, about to go into heaven. His own servants are his disciples. Christ commanded the apostles to preach the gospel to the whole creation, bestowed upon them the greatest miraculous gifts, and set them first in the church, delivering unto them his goods. Yet he has blessed all, not with miraculous gifts, but with abilities, means, and opportunities to serve him. This parable applied not only to Christ's apostles when spoken, it applies to all his disciples and servants for all time. The goods are the entire interest of the church, all the means of usefulness. God has made the church, 1 Timothy 3:15, the pillar and the ground of truth, and has committed his servants to the affairs of his church and to the extension of his kingdom. We read in Matthew chapter 25 in verse 15, and of the one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, each according to his several ability. And he went on his journey. A talent was a weight. It's not a coin. A talent of silver was estimated in 1927 to be between $1,639 to $1,920. Imagine that, what that would be in today's money. The Master gave to every servant according to his several ability. 5 talents was too much for some, and 1 was not enough for others. Everyone received just what he was capable of managing. He who received much improved it accordingly, and he who received little was not excused for not approving it proportionately. He who improves the little he has will be rewarded as surely as he who with much gains much. The talent represents the entire interest of the church, embrace all ability for doing good. Wealth, influence, mental powers, every servant of God is talented, and all have opportunities for doing good. He who can make money has as much talent as he who can preach, and if he does not use his talents to God's glory, he will be lost. God gives power to get wealth. Deuteronomy 8, 17 and 18. He gives to all men all that they have and enjoy. All opportunity for doing good must be cultivated and used. None can be idle. All are called to zealous service. After committing to his servants his goods, and making arrangements for their useful employment in his absence, the Master went on his journey. Thus Jesus had left plenty of useful employment for all his disciples of all times. But there were then the profitable servants. In Matthew 25, beginning in verse 16, straightway, he that received 5 talents went and traded with them, and made other 5 talents. In like manner also, he that received 2 gained other 2. The 2 servants of these 2 verses made proper use of their talents. All who make the proper use of the means and abilities and opportunities that God has placed in their hands are such servants. 2 talents, properly used, are as good with the Lord as 5. Gain and happiness to the servants are the objects to be reached. Well, we'll continue this then in our next class and find out what happened to the man with 1 talent who hid his talent and did not use it for the Lord's glory.